Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, May 19th, 2021. And we're approaching Pentecost. It's a strategic season to hear the voice of God. And I want to remind you of a prophetic word I released for this month, the month of May. It's a powerful one. Get it into your spirit. I recommend listening to it a couple of times if you can. Read the written word as well. It's called A Backlog of Revelation is being released at Pentecost. It's episode 179 of Spirit Connection on my website, DougAddison.com. And this week, I want to talk about prophecy, dreams, and visions, and what the Lord showed me is being released. Lord, I ask that your power and presence would be released right now. I feel that, my goodness, there's an increase happening, even as I'm praying, even as I'm speaking this out. I pray right now, Lord, that you would open heavens over this message, over this time together, this episode of Spirit Connection, but also over each individual where you are right now. Just, you know, ask the Lord to open up your eyes, to open up your ears, to open your heart, to open up the heavens over you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it all started Acts 2:17 and 18 with Pentecost. Now, Pentecost is a Jewish holiday, and it's interesting that the Lord chose Pentecost to bring the Holy Spirit. Jesus ascended back into heaven about 50 days later, right between Passover and Pentecost was about 50 days. And then on Pentecost, there was a release, Acts 2:17 and 18, and Peter gets up and begins to prophesy. See, the Holy Spirit brought the spirit of prophecy. And he said, this that you're seeing is that which the prophet Joel said. In the last days, God said, I'm going to pour out my spirit out on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, will I pour out my spirit in those days and they will prophesy. Well, prophecy, dreams, and visions is a very strategic part. It starts out by saying, in the last days. I believe that we're in this, but it's not the last days like a lot of people think. We have a preparation for a revival. You know, people are waiting to be raptured out of here, but the Lord said, you know, I want you to get to work and get ready for this revival that's coming. We need to bring more people in. And so in the last days, God said, prophecy, dreams, and visions are going to play a big part, will be very prevalent. Both men and women, boys and girls, are receiving this right now. So let me give you this word about prophecy itself. I've been, you know, hearing the Lord all my life, didn't realize it most of the time, but I've been training people for about 20 years now in this area. And the Lord is releasing a new ability to hear his voice. That's the spirit of prophecy. And the spirit of prophecy is, according to Revelation, I believe it's 19, is the spirit of prophecy allows us to receive Jesus. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So it testifies of who Jesus is. It opens our eyes to things. So the Lord is releasing a new ability to hear his voice. And this does not mean that you have to be prophetic to get this, because we can all prophesy. We can all operate in all the gifts. We see Jesus and his disciples. We tend to operate in one gift more than another, but I tell you, we have access to all of them. So 1 Corinthians 14:1 says, follow the way of love and eagerly desire the gifts, especially prophecy. The Apostle Paul said this. Now, the key to what is getting released to get this new level of hearing the Lord is found right here in 1 Corinthians 14:1. It's follow the way of love. It's the spirit of love. Hearing God goes hand in hand with the spirit of love, which Jesus said, love is the greatest commandment. Now, that means that we need to love people that we don't agree with, that we need to love people who's outside of our realm, you know, love people. We need to love the outcasts, love people with the different political views and lifestyles. See, that's where the enemy's tripping people up right now. And that's why a lot of people can't hear the Lord, is we get caught up in judgments, and we get caught up in not loving. But the Lord says, I'm going to release this. I'm going to release a fresh new anointing of love and prophecy. So eager desire the spiritual gifts and prophecy, which is hearing God, and follow the way of love that you can get this. And you'll need to step away from the swirls of negativity that's out there. I tell you, I have to do it every day, you know, around the internet and watching the news and everything. Just know what the Lord is saying, and that we need to stay there right now. Here's a word I have about dreams. We're in a strategic time. Oh my goodness. Job 33:14-16. Now, I love this in the New King James Version. For God may speak in one way or another, yet man, woman, boy or girl, does not perceive it in a dream, in the vision of the night, while deep sleep falls upon them. While slumbering on their beds, he opens the ears and seals their instruction. Now, this is a powerful word about dreams. I've been studying dreams in the Bible. Actually, I've looked up all the encounters, all the dreams and visions. I've been studying it well over 20 years. And understanding dreams, actually, is mentioned throughout the Bible. Acts 2:17-18. In fact, Pentecost was, it says, prophecy, dreams, and visions are going to become more prevalent. Now, there's two dream interpreters in the Old Testament. We see Joseph in Genesis 40:41. And then we see Daniel, the whole book of Daniel. They actually talk about doing dream interpretation. Some people say, I don't see Jesus doing dream interpretation. Well, you know, by extensive study of the Bible, they didn't have to teach on it because they already knew it. They were interpreting their dreams. They were getting dreams. Jesus's the father, that it wasn't his earthly father, but Joseph, who married Mary, and he actually understood dreams. It says that even dreams, actually in Matthew 2, dreams were used to save the life of the baby Jesus. So this moves into the New Testament. We see them understanding their dreams already. Therefore, you really didn't need to do what you got in training. But we've let go of it. And we've let go of that. Yet, there's over 250 references to dreams and visions in the Bible. That's over a third of the Bible is made up of dreams. So what went wrong? Everyone is dreaming. You know, it seems everywhere you go, people are talking about dreams. Science has even proven that we dream, that we might not remember every night. But you know what we're lacking is spirit-filled believers who can be trained to discern the voice of God. Like with Joseph in Genesis 40, he steps up and he says, do not interpretations belong to the Lord? Tell me your dream. See, he understood this. He had a good understanding of a spirit-filled. This was before the Holy Spirit came, but he had the Spirit of the Lord with him. And he was able to interpret Pharaoh's dream. He was able to turn things around. So what negatively affected dream interpretation for us is we start thinking logically. We got into these, you know, the logical things. Logic is not the Lord. Logically, I would not be standing here. My DNA still shows I should be sick with Huntington's disease. Logic says that. Blood test, all that says that. But the Lord has healed me. And even though, see, that's the logic doesn't always make sense. People think, you know, if the Lord's going to speak, it's going to be logically. Oh, my goodness, he's way outside of that. That affected us in understanding dreams. Psychology, using dream symbols, books that are not based on biblical principles. Those things negatively affected our ability to understand our dreams. And so when we stop valuing the way God speaks through the prophetic gift, or maybe you start getting in fear about it and things like that, you know, then we won't understand. We can start getting tripped up in this. So what happened is people got afraid that they were going to get deceived. The fear of deception crept in over this. Also the unbelief. Unbelief is huge. With miracles, couldn't even be done around Jesus without belief. So those are some of the things. So here's my prophetic word over dreams for right now. The Lord spoke to me that starting on May 23rd, 2021, that's Pentecost. That's the day of Pentecost that we're celebrating as a church. And he said, there's going to be an unusual shift in your ability to hear the Lord. There's going to be an unusual shift And there's going to be a backlog of unanswered prayers because of the pandemic, superstorms, a release of violence, because of all the confusion, all the strange and inaccurate looking words, everything that was going on. So I'm going to release now a backlog of revelation and unanswered prayers, and dreams and visions, angelic encounters are going to increase. It will be part of it. This part of the 49-day word I had when I got that back in April, that the 49 days between Pentecost, if you go back, starting at Passover through Pentecost, adds up to 49 days. There's going to be a release during this time at Pentecost. I'm convinced. Now let's get into visions, because visions are very misunderstood. People don't understand that, like the difference between a dream and a vision. But in Daniel 7:13, we see King Nebuchadnezzar sharing his dream, but he called it a vision. He said, in my vision of the night, there before me was one like the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven, and he approached the Ancient of Days, was led into his presence. So actually, I just misquoted. That vision that I was just talking about there was Daniel 4. And this part, Daniel 7:13, talks about something different. Daniel 4 was King Nebuchadnezzar, where he definitely had a dream and he called that a vision. Now, Daniel 7 is when Daniel himself has one. So there's two in the book of Daniel that they call them visions, but yet they were dreams. So what I just read you was Daniel 7:13. That was Daniel himself. It was a dream that he had. He called it a vision of the night, and he saw the Ancient of Days court. So you could go back and forth. Dreams and visions are very similar. My understanding of it, visions, you can have a dream while you're sleeping. You know, a dream needs interpretation. It's symbolic. It's like a parable. Parables need interpretation. Visions are literal. What you see is what you get. So the word dream and vision is sometimes used back and forth throughout the Bible. Get this down here. It doesn't matter. Don't get hung up on it. But just so you know, a vision could be literal. I had a vision several times, but I've had visions where what you see is what you get. I saw this airplane come through and I saw something happen. But yet there was another time I had a vision that it was very symbolic. It needed interpretation. And so there's a difference between those is how to respond. We have visions in the New Testament. Paul had a vision, Acts 16:9, during the night, the vision of the man in Macedonia standing saying, come help us. So did he wake up and see the vision? We don't know. We weren't there. But the fact is, dreams and visions are very close. They kind of parallel. One needs interpretation, like a parable. Parables are very symbolic. Others can be literal. So you could actually have a dream while you're awake. In other words, something that needs, you know, a dream-like picture. It needs interpretation. Or you can have a vision while you're sleeping. It doesn't matter. Don't get hung up on this. Just know that sometimes you'll need to interpret things. And other times, it is exactly what you see. So there's really just things going on around us right now is very symbolic. The Lord is speaking right now through the TV. He's speaking through these things. And we can actually learn to understand these. One thing I specialize in is symbolic understanding. And in Acts 10:10, Peter fell into a trance while he was praying. Now, in other words, he had an encounter. And he had an encounter with the Lord during this time. And it's important, if you want to look at it, Acts 10:10, he falls into this trance. The trance actually is, it means a state of ecstasy. And so Peter has a vision. And he saw this sheet come down, and the word of the Lord was, get up, kill, and eat. It wasn't literal. It needed interpretation. It meant you're rejecting people. Do not call unclean what I've made clean. So that was an example of a vision that needed interpretation, is what I was trying to really say. So there is biblical dream interpretation, and the popular methods today rely on symbols books. And, you know, Jesus told us to understand parables. Now, it's okay to use symbols books that are biblically based. I recommend getting a basis for the way God speaks and then go from there. So there is a biblical understanding. We also have Holy Spirit-led interpretation. The popular non-spirit-filled methods today rely seriously on things that develop from a lot of it with the psychologist Carl Jung. Those are not accurate. He was not a believer. I don't care what you say. The Jesus that he saw was a god of the underworld. And so we need to clean that stuff up. And there is ways to hear the Lord through this. So one way is to understand the source. Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So it takes practice. Constantly using your gift. You can learn to discern. If you followed my training, I teach people how to do this. Learn to discern. Be willing to make mistakes. And the things that people struggle with today is the unbelief. Maybe unbelief in supernatural, or maybe God, you know, doesn't speak to you, or he won't speak to you, or you try to be perfect. Or maybe there's some things happening where you get the spirit of fear of being afraid to miss the Lord. We can break through these things. You can learn to discern. And we all need to put on the Holy Spirit training wheels. You know, we make mistakes. Find a safe place. That's how I did it. Don't think that if you release a word or something, it has to be perfect every time. It's not true. He wants to train you. He wants to bring you into the school of the Holy Spirit. And I walk this way still. I still, every day, I take notes. Every day. I want to hear my voice. It's like going to the gym. I still work out. After 20 years later, you know, I still work out on this. And we'll never be 100% accurate because we prophesy in part. We know in part, according to 1 Corinthians. We know in part. We prophesy in part. When completeness comes, we'll understand. We need each other. And God will use these things to train us. And we could actually simplify things. Seeing in the Spirit being simplified, we could develop your ability to see and hear. Many people, you know, they hear God in their spirits, which is good. But they're not understanding. Sometimes that they're seeing and hearing or understanding. The key is to find out if it's from God or not. And so here's some next steps for you. The Lord is releasing prophecy, dreams, and visions, and angelic encounters. And he's installing Jacob's ladder, which is an open heaven. It actually is John 1:50 and 51 is where it comes to the New Testament, where Jesus saw heaven open and angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. So, Lord, I pray that you would open the heavens over us. Open prophecy, dreams, and visions, angelic encounters. Give us eyes to understand and a heart that understands in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's exciting. It's happening right now. I want to invite you to a powerful, powerful training I'll be doing. It's May 22nd, this weekend. It's called Prophecy, Dreams, and Vision, the Release of Pentecost Power. May 22nd, DougAddison.com/release power. Take a look at it. Yeah, I want you, really, I'm going to add to this. I'm just now writing it. I wanted to make sure it was fresh. It's all new, some new stuff. Training you how to hear the voice of God, how to understand your dreams and vision, interacting with angels. Also, help to get you unstuck. There's some steps that you can do. And the impartation of God's power, what's going on right now, the activation of dreams, understanding of dreams. I'm adding to this live dream interpretation, where I'll be showing you how to interpret dreams. But it's not just a dream interpretation training. We're going to be talking about the whole thing, prophecy, dreams, and vision. So you'll want to go to DougAddison.com/release power. All right. God bless you guys. Hope you have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.